If not, I would look for a motion to adopt the minutes as presented.
So moved. Nicole.
I second. This is Melanie.
Thank you. Motion before us and seconded to approve the minutes of December 15th. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the minutes of December 15th are adopted. Next item is a review of the Superior Court decision. I'm going to call on Matt Singer, our counsel, to give us a breakdown on the decision that was issued early this morning. Matt?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. It's nice to see you all again. It's fitting given the nature of the litigation that it would conclude with a decision at 1:30 in the morning. So I think those involved have been up here for a while and have been doing some reading. I thought I would start with a summary of the legal process. Legal challenges are contemplated in our state constitution and have been part of every redistricting cycle since statehood. In this round, there were 5 legal challenges. I'll briefly summarize each of those. Ms. Wilson and Ms. Silver and some other plaintiffs from Anchorage challenged certain Senate pairings in Anchorage. The Matanuska Susitna Borough brought a lawsuit challenging that the districts in the borough were overpopulated and also asserted that the districts did not meet substantive requirements of the Constitution and that there were various procedural issues. The city of Valdez brought a similar lawsuit challenging District 29, contending it was not socioeconomically integrated and also asserting various procedural challenges. Chalista Corporation brought a lawsuit challenging districts 37, 38, and 39 with a particular focus on the location of the villages of Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay, as well as villages in the lower Kuskokwim. And finally, the city of Skagway brought a lawsuit arguing as to placement of or the combination of communities within districts 3 and 4. Skagway had a preference to be paired with downtown Juneau rather than neighborhoods on the north side of Juneau, closer to Haines and Skagway. The trial court issued a 171-page decision early this morning. The court rejected the challenges of the Matanuska Susitna Borough, the city of Valdez, and Chalista. Those 3 cases are now resolved in favor of the board, and they affirm the proclamation plan as to the issues that were raised in those 3 lawsuits. It's common in constitutional cases of this nature for parties to appeal. Those plaintiffs each have a right to appeal, and so we will see in the next day or so which parties choose to appeal the trial court's decision. Assuming there's 1, 2, or 3 appeals, our role, absent some unusual direction from this board, our role will be to defend the board's proclamation plan and ask the Supreme Court to affirm the plan and the lower court's decision with regard to those 3 cases. Regarding East Anchorage and Skagway, the court ruled in favor of the challengers, at least in certain respects, and remanded the case or sent the proclamation plan back to the board with further instructions. The board will need to decide today whether to appeal the trial court's decision. That's a discussion that should probably be informed in part by candid legal advice from your attorney. And so when I finish my presentation, I will recommend a short executive session for the specific purpose of discussing the litigation and my legal advice. I think there's a few things about the trial court's decision that are noteworthy. One is that the court articulated a new legal standard or new rule of law, stating that in addition to the substantive requirements of the Constitution, which we find in Section 6 of Article 6, that the board has an implied duty under Section 10 to give, it appears to give particular weight to in-person oral public testimony. And that's an emphasis of the court's decision. And that's a new concept, the notion that public testimony should have a higher role or be of more important is potentially more important than the sound discretion of the constitutionally appointed board. That's a different concept, and it's not an idea that's found in our past cases. And it's a new rule that if the Supreme Court were to affirm it, or if it's not challenged in an appeal, will probably change this process going forward. It might, for example, encourage interest groups to spend more effort on rallying people to come testify as to particular issues that are important to that group. You could see this process be the public testimony portion of this process become take on a heightened role. The trial court seems to be saying that focusing more on public testimony will remove politics, and that's possible, but it also seems possible that this new standard will increase the role of politics in the process. So I think it's also interesting, the judge seems to put a higher value on in-person verbal or oral testimony than on written testimony. That's a new concept. And again, these are novel issues. It's likely different people and different judges will see them from different angles, but I think that it's worth noting. With regard to the Skagway case, the court seems to be saying that public comment from a small group of people there is potentially more important than the board's decision to focus on the most compact district. And that's interesting because compactness is a specific criterion in the Constitution. So the court held that the board's districts were compact, contiguous, and socioeconomically integrated, and yet that it was arbitrary to adopt them. So that's a different take than past courts have had with regard to whether a district is lawful if it's compact, contiguous, and socioeconomically integrated. Those have tended to be the hallmark or the test for evaluating districts. And so the courts articulated another or a different standard. And then the trial procedure in this case was unusual. I think that's worth a quick comment. This had to be a very expedited process due to the delay in the census and the court rules that are designed to try to bring this to conclusion before candidates need to file for the upcoming election. The process involved pre-filing testimony. And as a result, the board was precluded from the ordinary process, putting on direct testimony live at trial. And as defendants, the board, in many cases, did not get the normal opportunity to just look the judge in the eye and explain each of your decisions. And I know several of you on decisions that you agreed with and decisions you disagreed with would have liked that opportunity, the ability to confront evidence and to explain yourself in court is kind of fundamental to our due process. And so that's another novel issue that may be appropriate to explore should the board opt to file an appeal. I think it's noteworthy as to some of these cases, not one of you was ever asked to testify, and so never had the opportunity to explain your reasons for doing something. I wanted to be clear that the whole court system, the plaintiffs in this litigation, their lawyers, your staff, and then each one of you has gone to extraordinary efforts to move this litigation along in a rapid manner. And I think that serves Alaskans to try to bring this to conclusion in a prompt manner. And I expect we'll continue to do that through any appeals. The Supreme Court, my hunch is, will be issuing a scheduling order right away as soon as somebody files an appeal. And we will see the appeal process resolved by April 1st under the appellate rule. It's appellate rule 216.5, if anybody's interested. So my anticipation is that is there likely to be appeals. The appeals are likely to be briefed in a very expedited manner over the next couple, 3 weeks, with an oral argument sometime in March, and then a decision by the court by April 1st, if not earlier. And my past experience, when the court handles expedited litigation, it will typically issue a short order, really affirming or reversing the trial court's decision, potentially with some direction. And then it will save for a later date a detailed explanation, a detailed opinion explaining the reasons for the Supreme Court's order. So that's what I would expect the board would see over the next 5 or 6 weeks. That concludes my prepared summary of the trial court's decision. I recommend that the board consider convening a short executive session at this time to explore more specific and candid legal advice about next steps in the litigation with regard to the lawsuits challenging the proclamation plan. I don't believe it will need a long time for an executive session, but it would be appropriate to have the opportunity to share candid advice and answer questions specific to the litigation that any board member may have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Singer. Any discussion by board members or any proposed motions by board members?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Bud.
Given Mr. Singer's suggestion, I will move that we enter executive session under Alaska Statute 4462.330(c)(3) for matters which may, by law, municipal charter, or ordinance are required to be confidential. Specifically, in this instance, I'm asking that we hold the executive session to discuss legal strategy about the ongoing legal challenges to the proclamation plan, including to discuss advice about whether or not to appeal any aspect of the decision that we just received.
I second that motion.
Okay, there's a motion before us and seconded. Discussion on the motion? And hearing no discussion, is there objection to the motion for going into executive session as stated very thoroughly in the motion? Hearing no objection, we're going to retire to executive session. And we'll make it as short as possible and be back online following that executive session. Peter or TJ, how do you anticipate us going into executive session?
Peter, yes. TJ, we the administrator could take the group that's going into executive session into a breakout room and then return us. I don't know if one of you has that administrator credential.
We are working out on the back end, and unfortunately the breakout room is something you need to set up when you set up the meeting, and we really do not want to end this meeting, kick everyone out, and have to bring everyone back. In the interest of maintaining the public's continuity with the meeting and being able to track it, we've come up with a slightly different workaround. So all members have received a Microsoft Teams invite with the title Alaska Redistricting Board Executive Session. So we will leave this Zoom Zoom meeting going. I will remain online and communicate with members of the public via the chat box if it's time to come back in, so we give the public a little heads up. But at this moment, we will ask board members to sign off of Zoom, go into your email box, and sign into your Microsoft Teams video link, and we'll conduct the executive session there. Members of the public, you're free to stay on the Zoom. We'll communicate with you via the chat box, and we'll return promptly.
And then, TJ, I don't think I've received that invitation.
I will make sure. I'm sending it to everyone's other inboxes at this very moment.
Okay. Thank you. We'll see you on that. I'll sign off.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll be back as soon as we can on this same platform.
Before we get started, can we do a quick sound check for Member Simpson? I want to make sure that he's able to hear and speak.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Perfect.
I'm unable to get my video to come up, though.
Your audio is crisp and clear, so I think we are, as long as you're good, we are good.
TJ, can you hear me? This is Melanie.
Can.
Okay, great.
Okay, so it looks like we have all members present, and we'll come back to order. We were in executive session. We got a bit of a late start in the executive session because of some technical difficulties, but we're back on the record and on Zoom with the public present, and we're down to the agenda of possible board action regarding litigation matters.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Melanie?
I make a motion that the redistricting board not appeal the judge's decisions regarding Skagway and Eagle River.
I'll second that. And I'd like to propose that we hold discussion before the vote.
Yes, as is normal, there's a motion before us and seconded, and we'll ask for discussion on the motion. Nicole?
Thank you, John. I have had a chance to read the pertinent parts of the opinion that relate to Judge Matthews' decision that I found quite reasoned on the Senate pairings as well as Skagway. I don't believe it's in the best interest of Alaskans to appeal either one of these decisions. We could save the state time and money if we decide to go back instead and handle this in really a meeting that would last, I would imagine, less than a day, and we could move on. This would provide some certainty as to the Senate candidates who want to run in those districts, and I don't believe that it's necessary for the board to continue to rehash these two issues for all of the reasons that are stated in this opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Melanie, I should have called on you first, really, as the maker of the motion. If you wanted to speak to your motion.
I agree, we could save the state some money in litigation. The fixes are easy. I had a proposed map that could be easily adopted for the Senate pairing that shouldn't take us too long if we were to reconsider that map. And the Juneau fix is simple enough too. It would be great if we could not impede the election process by delaying those actions. But I think the Supreme Court will ultimately probably tell us to do the same thing. Thank you.
Okay, further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Bud.
I think that in both instances, the Superior Court's opinion departs from established precedent to the extent that we really owe it to the people of Alaska to take this up to the Supreme Court and get a definitive ruling on the extent to which the the Superior Court's judgment was correct or not. So I'm opposed to the motion. Thank you.
Bethany, any comment on the motion?
Is my hand raised?
No, I was just giving you an opportunity. Sorry. Not required.
No, that was Nicole that asked you that question.
Oh, sorry. Nicole. I see your hand.
Okay. I couldn't tell if it was or not. And if Bethany has anything to add, I'm happy to wait in the queue. I just wanted to make sure that my icon was working.
No, it is. Go ahead.
Okay. I would also like to suggest too that in addition to Melanie's Senate pairings, I had some Senate pairings as well that would be easy for the board to consider. In addition, the board could move to adopt my Southeast version of V4 as a quick fix to Skagway as well. And dare I say, both issues can be handled in perhaps less than 15 minutes. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I request a roll call vote.
Okay, we're going to conclude discussions and then we will have a roll call vote. Bethany? Nothing further? Okay. Just to comment on that, I tend to agree with Board Member Simpson. I think there was, as our attorney explained, new law, new ground that was plowed here by the Superior Court in both of these cases. And it really is important for the Supreme Court to be able to weigh in on these issues. And perhaps the Superior Court judge will be upheld in his opinion on those two areas. And there'll be new law that for future boards will have to help guide them in this process 10 years from now. So I'm going to oppose the motion as well. As to timing, I think that if we do draw new Senate districts that also are subject to new challenges then by other people who may not agree with our decision that we make, and that could actually further delay the process. So for those reasons, I'm going to oppose the motion. Okay, we're going to have a roll call motion or a roll call vote on this. So TJ or Peter? Yep.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Oh, sorry, go
ahead. Hold it. I heard somebody else.
Sorry. I'm trying to use the hand thing. It's not working out very well.
Okay, I'm having a tough time seeing it for some reason. I'll get my glasses on. Sorry.
I think it's because I have my screen blurred. Let me stop that. That might help you see it a little bit better. I just want to do a quick response, and I don't want to get into a rebuttal of back and forth. I guess I you know, two lawyers could read an opinion and come to different conclusions. I'm not really seeing what Judge Matthews did as plowing new ground here. He was pretty clear in my reading of the opinion that there was a process here that was violated in terms of some of the board's actions. And I appreciate that different members of the board have different opinions, and that my vote will probably be in the minority today. And I appreciate the opportunity to be heard on the motion at least. And I thank Melanie for the suggestion that we do a roll call vote.
You bet. And just for clarification, the consideration in terms of new law really came from our legal counsel, the board's legal counsel, that he reviewed in public session before we went into executive session about the new ground that was really plowed by the Superior Court decision.
Yeah, and I'm saying I disagree with Matt.
Got it. Okay, real good. TJ or Peter, could you please call roll on the vote?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. This is Peter. Member Behnke.
Happy Elizabeth Paradovich Day. I vote yes.
Member Baromeo.
Yes.
Member Markham.
No.
Member Simpson.
No.
Member Binkley.
No.
So by a motion of 2-3, the motion fails. By a roll call vote of 2-3, the motion fails.
Okay, is there a further motion regarding the litigation?
John.
Yeah, Nicole?
The double hands here now. Okay. I'd like to suggest then a what I hope is a compromise, that the board would not appeal the Senate rulings, but would appeal the Skagway decision.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second that motion.
Okay, motion before us and seconded. Discussion on the motion. If there's no, Bethany, I see you've got your hand up, and then Nicole.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the reasons that have been previously cited regarding these novel concepts that were introduced by the judge and the concern about setting new precedent, I just think it's important that we get clarity on all of the issues that were raised in the judge's ruling. And so I will be in favor of appealing in both instances. And so I will be a no vote on the most current motion.
Nicole?
Thank you, John. Again, referring to the opinion and the problems with the board process that Judge Matthews has pointed out, I do think that of the two that we're going to appeal, these two potential challenges, this is definitely the more risky one for the board to bring up on appeal. I don't see it as a winnable case for the board for much of the reasons that I put on the record during the end of public testimony before we adopted the proclamation. There was great problems with the rationale by some of the board members and how district and how those house districts in Eagle River and Muldoon were paired. This is just going to be a real rehash of that yet again. I don't see other potential litigants from the Senate jumping out and challenging what we do. Again, the quickest, easiest, cheapest route is just to repair Eagle River with Eagle River, South Muldoon with South Muldoon. The board can weigh in on the other Senate seats in Anchorage, and that would be an issue that we could wrap up again in 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, Bethany, is your hand still up? Or I see yours and Nicole's hand still up. Further discussion
from either of you? Sorry, that's from previously. I have put it down.
Okay. Okay. Any further discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair, once again, request a roll call vote.
Second.
You bet. We plan on a roll call vote. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Peter, would you please take a roll call vote on the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We'll reverse the order for this time. Member Simpson?
No.
Member Markham?
No.
Member Bromeo?
Yes.
Member Bankey?
Yes.
Member Binkley?
No.
By a motion, by a...
It's 3-2, Peter.
Oh, okay. I was reading yes first and no second.
Okay, is there any further?
Sorry.
No problem.
Is there any further, is there a motion regarding the litigation matters?
Mr. Chair?
Yep, Bud?
I'd like to move that we appeal the Skagway matter. In other words, I'm bifurcating the question.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion before us and seconded to bifurcate the two different rulings and to appeal the Skagway ruling. Discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, John.
Yep, Nicole.
I'll just go back to the old school of things because my background's making it hard for you to see the electronic hand. I'm wondering if I could make a friendly motion here, which would be that the board just not act on this motion today, but could potentially take it up tomorrow instead. and give the board a little bit more time. This is a weighty opinion, 192 pages, and that extra time may be beneficial for some board members.
Well, I'll put it to the maker of the motion, Bud.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I appreciate Ms. Borromeo's point in terms of the timing and the lengthy complexity of the motion, but the appeal, if any, is due tomorrow. Right. So I think we just need to do it. If somebody reviews the opinion, the decision, and wants to change their mind, I suppose they could bring up a reconsideration later. But I think we should be able to direct our counsel to move forward.
Okay, so it looks like he's not going to take that friendly amendment, Nicole, and the motion still stands. And just a reminder, too, you need to be on the prevailing side of a vote to ask for reconsideration. Bethany, I think you have your hand up.
I was just going to make the point that was already made by Member Simpson about the fact that the appeals are due tomorrow.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion?
Just a roll call vote.
Yeah, we plan on doing that. Melanie, Nicole?
Final word is just that I don't see the harm in coming into a meeting tomorrow. It's a 9 a.m. and having a vote on this. It's not as though we're going to be filing our merit brief tomorrow. It's just our notice of appeal. That should not take Lee and Matt very long to pull together.
Okay. Further discussion? Everybody understands the motion? Okay. Peter, could you call the roll, please?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Member Banky?
No.
Member Borromeo?
No.
Member Markham?
Yes.
Member Simpson?
Yes.
Member Binkley?
Yes.
So by roll call vote of 3 yes and 2 no, the motion carries.
Bethany, it looks like you have your hand up.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that the board appeals the Senate pairings decision by the judge.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
A motion before us to appeal the Senate pairings by the Superior Court ruling. Is there discussion on the motion? Bethany, did you want to speak to it? I see you've got your hand still up.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would just reiterate the points that we have made earlier that regarding new ground that's been plowed, the new law that is being considered as part of the Superior Court's decision, that is important for the public and future boards to have clarity on what are the considerations that any redistricting board in the process uses when they are determining how to move forward. So I think it's a very important part of the process that we appeal and get the guidance of the highest court in Alaska.
Further discussion, Nicole?
Thank you. I'm going to refer the board back to all of the points that I raised on November 10 when we adopted the final proclamation, which some of us didn't sign here, and refer to the board again to the judge's opinion where he is drawing attention to some of the reasons that Senate pairings were made in order to give certain districts more representation. I just see this as a losing argument that we don't need to waste resources on time or money wise. So I really am having a difficult time understanding why we're moving forward with this lawsuit.
Further discussion? Bethany?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I would just want to make it known for the record that I'm concerned about the fact that there is being characterization made that I was trying to get more representation for one particular district, when it's clear that another of the areas that was under discussion, other than neighborhoods, is going to have three senators in the Senate pairings that that we adopted. And so I really object to there being mischaracterization of the conversation. Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion?
Small point, and then I'm done. I'm not mischaracterizing anything. This is preserved in a recording. I'm just stating a fact.
Further discussion? Okay, we'll have a roll call vote. Peter, if you could call the roll, please, on the motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Member Markham?
Yes.
Member Simpson?
Yes.
Member Banky?
No.
Member Bromeo?
That's a hard no.
Member Binkley?
Yes.
By a tally of 3 yes, 2 no, the motion carries.
Okay, let's see. I think that covers all the items on the agenda. Anything further from board members that they want to bring up at the meeting?
Mr. Chair, do we need a motion to defend in the event of other appeals by the third party participants? Assuming that.
We don't even know if they're going to appeal or not.
That's well, I think that the point is that so we don't have to come back, I think it would be prudent for us to undertake that now. It makes perfectly good sense so that our legal team could start preparing for that. Unless okay. You're...
I see. No, thoughts. I see what you're saying. My apologies.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt Singer. I apologize. My camera stopped working. We have a litigation subcommittee that's been delegated authority, but I think given that the board is here and we're in a public meeting and otherwise telegraphing to the public what the board intends to do, that it would be appropriate if the board is inclined to have such a motion as Member Simpson just suggested.
Mr. Chair, I will move that the council has authority to take the steps necessary to oppose appeals from the other non-prevailing parties at the Superior Court level.
Mr. Chairman, this is Melanie. I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion before us and seconded to allow our team to get started on the appellate process for those three cases that were ruled in our favor. Is there discussion on the motion?
Question.
Okay, the question's been called for. Is there any objection to calling for the question at this point? Hearing none, we'll call for the question. We'll have a roll call on this as well. Peter, if you could call the roll, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Member Banky?
Yes.
Member Bromeo?
Yes.
Member Markham? Member Markham?
Sorry, is my mic not working?
Hello? Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I said yes, apparently didn't go through. My apologies.
So, just confirming your vote is yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay, Member Simpson?
Yes.
Member Binkley?
Yes.
And so by a tally of 5 yes and 0 no, the motion carries.
Okay, any further business to come before the board? If not, I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion before us and seconded to adjourn. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the board is adjourned. Thank you all.
Happy Elizabeth Paradovich Day, everyone.